Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to the VRO Bands on the Rise. It's April 7th at 9 p.m. Tonight, your hosts are Jessica and myself, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Jess?
I'm melting, but other than that, I'm okay. It's a
little
hot
melting
here.
And I'm drowning.
Yeah. So
stormy here.
Yeah. So we have actually a really cool show tonight. We have a special guest with us, and I'm going to do a quick introduction right now. Ryan Baca is a member of Wake Up Lucid. The sound of Wake Up Lucid gathers and organizes their music in a way that helps us remember how it feels to truly and passionately stomp your foot. They have made the link from their classic blues rock roots and related it very honestly to these present times. It is our pleasure to welcome Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Great.
Nice.
So, Ryan, we have some questions that our fans had asked and Andrea and I had for you. And I guess we're just going to jump right into it, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So our first question says, Wake Up Lucid is an interesting name for a band. Can you tell your fans how the name was chosen and where it came from?
Okay. Well, then it's kind of like a personal story. I wrote the song in a dream that I was having with my dad, who had passed away about 5 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of turned out we're sitting there playing guitars and writing this song, and I woke up in the morning and just tried to put it all together, and what came out was a song called Wake Up Lucid. And I kind of like was just using that song for a while, and when we started this group, we just felt like it would work perfectly for it. So we kind of just went with it, and ever since, you know, it's just kind of worked for us. The two other members in the band are brothers, and they're my cousins, and our dads used to play together live, so it kind of just fit the whole vibe of who we were.
Very nice.
Now, how would you guys describe your sound?
I don't really know. I mean, we have that classic rock / like blues influence, but we kind of go into an indie sound sometimes and slightly psychedelic. So I just feel like we're trying to make that connection from what was, you know, back in the 60s, late 60s, and to now, and not be a throwback band, but just kind of modernize that approach to music.
I really got that feel when I was listening to you guys also.
Yeah.
So it's coming across. Whatever you describe your sound as, it does sound like what you're saying.
Nice.
It did come to mind. It's like, oh, yeah. Now, you mentioned that all of the members of the band are related. Again, there's two brothers and a cousin?
Yeah, I am the cousin to the drummer and bassist. They're brothers, Ian and Jamie. And we all grew up like about a mile apart from each other, if that. And I don't know, our music is just like what our family does, so it's just kind of what we were supposed to be doing.
Did it run in the family? I mean, did your dad and your mom, did they also play musical instruments?
Yeah, pretty much all of my family. On that side that we're related on, there's seven brothers and sisters, and everyone plays music. So,
wow.
I mean, from the point we were little, you know, family gatherings were all about singing, like, Crosby, Stills, Nash songs and stuff like that. That's just how we kind of were brought up.
So it must be a pretty big jam session when you guys all get together.
Oh, definitely.
You probably have the best family reunions.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time. I mean, there's just a lot of talent, a lot of, like, just love for music. So that's what kind of keeps us going.
Now, you mentioned that you guys all grew up doing this. When was the first time you all picked up musical instruments? Did it vary, or was it like at a certain age you were introduced to it?
I don't really know for Ian and Jamie. They're not here right now, so I can't ask them. I know I started taking an interest in guitar around, like, age 7.
Mm-hmm.
And just started learning songs. And I never did lessons or anything like that. None of us did. We kind of just, you know, our dad showed us the basics, and then we just learned by ear and kind of just kept going with it.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. Now, because you're all related, does that make it easier to work together? Because you guys are already related, you know, and a lot of bands, you know, a lot of the spark that comes from a band is the way they work together and their cohesiveness. Do you guys think that it's easier for you guys to work together because there's already that family bond there? You've grown up with one another. You're more familiar with each other. So that's not something you had to build on. It was already there.
Yeah, I think what helps is that we just all grew up with the same musical influence. You know, like we all sat at the same family gathering watching the older cousins and stuff like that play music live, and it just kind of translated over to us. So we're able to communicate more, I guess, easily, whereas when I tell people, like, yeah, there's two brothers, everyone's like, oh, they must be fighting and wanting to kill each other, like, you know, other brother bands that you hear about. But with us, it's like everything is just kind of understood and we're all on the same page. So it makes it like just really easy. We just get in a room and we're able to get a sound out that we want. There's never like conflict or anything like that. It just kind of works for us.
Is there an age difference between the brothers? Are they twins or is it a big gap or a small gap?
They're about 8 years apart, I think.
Oh, that's a pretty big gap.
Yeah, so Jamie's a little younger, and I kind of feel like it works for us because it just brings both kind of generations into it.
Right. Yeah, there's more of a input from different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Speaking to that, do you all like the same types of music, or do your tastes differ?
Our tastes definitely differ. I mean, we do all like the same bands, I mean, for the most part, but like just musically, I mean, Damien was in a pretty hard metal band for a long time, and I mean, that's just kind of what he was into, and he can just play anything. He played a lot of jazz. He's actually in a side project that's a jazz band. And
nice.
As for Ian and I mean, we both are just kind of along the same page of, you know, we all grew up loving the classics, you know, the Beatles and all, you know, all the standards. And then everything else that's coming out today as well, we're all kind of on the same page with music, I guess, right now. It's just so random, you know, every day. If you ask me who I'm listening to today and next week, it would just be so far apart.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I have a very eclectic as well.
It's always such a hard thing to answer.
It's good to have
like,
a variety of music.
Yeah. I mean, today I was driving down the road and I was listening. I think I listened to Paul Simon and then I followed it up with The Animals. And then I threw some Disturbed in there. So, you know, it was all over the place.
Now, you guys have been featured in Rolling Stones magazine not once, but twice. But the first time that you guys seen yourselves in there and, you know, they were writing about you, how many copies did you guys run out and buy?
Well,
what was that like?
We were actually on the website, on the rollingstone.com smoking section.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't the actual, like, print magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were, like, on the online version.
Well, how was it, you know, to see yourself written about there?
I mean, the whole thing was kind of surreal. We just got a random email that said, hi from Rolling Stone. And I just thought it was spam. And they ended up saying, you know, like, call us back. We'd like to interview you. And so we did, and they just sat there and told us that they liked what we were doing and wanted to, you know, kind of help us out and put it out there.
Wow,
yeah,
that's great.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and actually, speaking to that, we do want to take just a quick break here and play some more music for those of for those listeners who have not heard your music yet. We did open, I think it was A minor that we played in the beginning. So just going to take a real quick break, and we're going to play Words. Can you give us a little insight into that song and how it came about?
Words is just kind of one of our slower songs. It's just like a different different vibe than kind of the rest of the EP that we just did. And it's just sort of, I can't really tell you what it's exactly about. It's kind of got conflict in it of just who somebody is and somebody that I knew and, you know, just telling them to kind of be themselves, I guess.
Okay. This is Wake Up Lucid, Words. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to a live interview with Ryan Baca from Wake Up Lucid, and the song we just played was called Words. You can hear more of their music on MySpace if you go to myspace.com/wakeuplucid. Ryan, can you tell us, are you doing any touring? Are you playing at specific venues? What type of information do you want to get out?
Right now, we are going to do a kind of a small just West Coast tour up from basically Southern California just to San Francisco, kind of like Reno area.
Okay.
Kind of just hit this side. And then we're actually going into the studio to do a full length, which we're hoping to have out like late June. So
okay.
We're going to take a little break for a little bit.
Okay, and people can listen to some of your songs on MySpace. Can they also get some of your music on iTunes?
Yeah, we have the new EP that just came out a couple months ago available on iTunes right now.
And the name of that EP is?
It's Look Alive, People.
Right. So if you like the music that we're playing here, we do have one more song at the end that we'll play on the way out. But you heard A Minor before, and the song that just played is Words. If you like their music and you hear it on MySpace, you can always go to iTunes and pick up that album. Are you are you looking forward to doing some touring, or do you really like doing studio work better?
We love both. We're looking forward to doing, like, a full national tour in the fall.
Okay.
But so that's kind of in the works right now, and we're just trying to focus on getting this new album done. We have just so much that we want to kind of get out right now. So that's kind of the main focus. And then as soon as that's ready, we're going to go and do the push and be out hopefully just everywhere this fall and come play anytime we can.
One more question for you. If you could do a song with anyone out today, who would it be?
Anyone out today that's still playing?
Yeah, any current artist.
In one song, it would probably be with Neil Young and be Cowgirl in the Sand.
Nice.
Cool.
That would be my ideal day ever.
We'll have to see if we can make that happen. Neil, if you're listening,
right. You
got to give Ryan a call.
I read on your MySpace page that you had a song, Dark Side of the Road, that ended up being played on the Carson Daly Show. How did that happen? How did that come to be?
We actually have no idea. We were going to play up in San Luis Obispo, and Jamie came down and was staying over at Ian's house and was just kind of up one night and flipping through channels and somehow, like, wound up on the Carson Daly Show and was sitting there and was like, man, that kind of sounds like us. And it ended up, and it was us. And the next day, we're all like, wow, that was kind of weird. Like, we haven't talked to anybody there. We need to, I guess, try and email them and see what was up with that. But
I think you'd be some royalties there, buddy.
Something. I mean, yeah, come on.
Or a little credit at the end of the show or something. Yeah, some random plucked your song right up the interwebs. Too funny.
That is funny.
Well, Ryan, you've been a very good sport about staying with us for such a long time. I didn't get a chance to ask you off air because there were some technicalities with the phone. But normally we ask our guests if they would be willing to record a soundbite for us. We'll give you, you know, space on this interview. Just introduce yourself and the band that you're with and to say basically, hi, this is Ryan, and you're listening to the VRO. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure, no problem. We're going to give you a little countdown here, and then you can go ahead and say your line, and then we'll say our goodbyes.
All right.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Ryan Bacher from Wake Up Lucid, and you're listening to the VRO.
Awesome. Ryan, it's a pleasure. We'd love to have you and the boys back as well. And yeah, is it okay if we play your music from time to time?
Please do.
Okay, we will do that. And we'll keep looking out. And please let us know if you have any updated information that you want to get out. We'll make sure we Twitter it, blog it, do whatever we can to try and get the music out.
All right, we definitely will.
Thanks, Ryan. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We're just going to do some real quick news about the next week or so. I think everything's pretty much up in the air. Amy is traveling, so I think tonight will be our last show. You might want to just keep checking the website. I know Amy has some very exciting news to tell everybody, and you're not going to want to miss it. So keep checking the website and your updated emails for shows, because there might be an impromptu show sometime this week or early next week, and Amy's got some real big news that she wants to share, and she's told me what it is, and I'm sworn to secrecy, and I really want to do it, but I can't. So just keep doing that. I do know for sure next Wednesday on our Bands on the Rise show, we do have another guest, Someday Static, will be on next week live. And you can check them out on MySpace as well. Just search Someday Static, and they should pop right up. They've got some real good music, too. We're going to go out with Wake Up Lucid again, and this song is called E Minor. But before that, I want to thank Andrea for coming on again. I missed hosting with you. And,
no problem.
It's
always a
great job. Well, thanks, Andrea. And if you can, make it next week with Amy and I would love to have you back.
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, we'll have to beef up on our Sunday static and rock out. In the meantime,
yeah.
I'm gonna go out with Wake Up Lucid E Minor. Have a great night, guys.
Bye, guys.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.